If you have your Bible, turn this morning with us to the book of Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 2. And what we want to do is we want to back up one verse into chapter 1, the last verse, verse 17. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible says, "Now the Lord hath prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me around about, and weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought me up, brought up my life from corruption. O Lord, my God, but when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help for just a moment in time, on the path of a soul. The path of a soul. As we see here Jonah and he begins his journey, we can see him as he begins to walk and he begins to take those steps. I want to say today, me and you in our Christian life are just like Jonah. We have steps that we have to take day by day. And we've been talking in the Sunday school class downstairs with the young adults, young people, about trusting in the Lord and not worrying. And we have to trust in Him day by day, taking steps with Him. But we look at Jonah's life here, and we see that it's an experience of us all. Every one of us have experienced the same things that Jonah has experienced. Amen. We've experienced it all. We've passed. If you're a child of God, you've passed from death unto life by walking, praise God, into a place where God could help you. Amen. We can't do it walking alone, praise God. We've got to have the Lord to help to bring us out of that bondage of sin and put us into liberty as the sons of God. Amen. We have to become sons, amen, and daughters of the Lord, praise God, to have the liberty to be able to go where God would have us to go. But we see in the life here, in his path of the soul, we see Jonah's journey as God began to speak to his heart and God began to point to him. We see some things in his life. We see some steps that he took. And I'd like to preach just a little while on the path of the soul. And I'd like to give you about 7 steps that Jonah took this morning. Amen. When he was trying to decide and make decisions for his life. And I want to say, if we ain't careful this morning, we'll make decisions, we'll plan, and we'll plan without God. But when we plan with God and we put God first and make Him a priority, He takes care of the rest. He'll help us to go in the direction that He wants us to go to get the help, amen, that we need, praise God, to finish well. I don't know about you this morning, I want to finish well. I believe we started a journey, we started together, praise God, and we started it for the glory of God. But what we see here first is we see Jonah, and we see a first step was disobedience. Amen. Was disobedience unto the Lord. Amen. He deliberately refused to obey. What happens when you deliberately refuse to obey? We get in trouble, don't we? He deliberately refused what he knew was the will of God. Amen. I wonder how many times we deliberately disobey what we know is the will of God. Amen. So we start out, if we ain't careful, our first steps is in the wrong direction. Hello? Amen. The first steps is in the wrong direction. In Jonah chapter 1, in verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah." Now God spoke to him. I mean, God showed him. God revealed to him where that had come from the Lord and was speaking to him. And he said, verse 2, said, "Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But what did Jonah do? Verse 3 said, "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." So he rose up and he deliberately disobeyed God and he headed the other direction just as hard as he can go. You say, I know what you're saying. You say, well, Pastor, what would make anybody do something so foolish as to deliberately go away? I don't know. Why do we do it? Why do you do it? Why do we deliberately go in the different direction from what God wants us to do? I remember as a young fellow, getting up in years, praise God, and I knew God I knew I was saved, I was born again, praise God, but I wasn't following in the will of God. I wasn't seeking direction for my life. Amen. Anybody been there? Amen. Hello? I wasn't taking those steps to sanctification to being what God would have me to be. And one day he come to me, praise God, and he said, "I want you to do more." Amen? Amen. And I said, "Oh me." But I didn't do no more. You know why I didn't do no more? Because my soul was set on satisfying me. Amen. I was set, the desires of my heart, desires of my flesh was on doing the things that would take care of me. Amen. Without any thought of what God had for me. I didn't realize that all I had belonged to Him. I didn't realize all that He would give me, praise God, was blessings from the throne of grace. Amen. I didn't realize that the power and anointing of God was there to be taken, to be had for my life. Amen. And so I was just like Jonah. I praise God. I jumped on the boat, praise God, headed just as far away from Him as I could go. You say, did you enter into sinfulness? No. I didn't go out and do ungodly things. I just left the presence of God. I was avoiding the presence of God. Amen. I was self-centered. I was thinking about me. And when I'm thinking about me, I can't think about Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody been there? Anybody there now? Amen. And so he come to my heart, praise God. He began to persuade me. And he began to push me in a different direction. And I began to realize, praise God, somebody need to do something for Jesus. I come to myself one day. I mean, I was in the choir and God was speaking to my heart. He said, and it was just like God touched me. He said, somebody needs to do something for Jesus. I mean, that come to me just like a light going off in my head. And I thought it. I mean, I thought, some of these people, somebody here needs to be doing, I mean, in the choir singing, praise God. And I said, somebody needs to do something for Jesus. Man, all of a sudden, it's just like a dump truck run over me. And he said, I'm talking about you. Glory be God, there's something tore through my soul. Praise God, I come out there shouting and praising God. I said, glory be to God, what a Lord we have. Yes, man. Wasn't just a little while later, we started to, they asked us to teach Sunday school to young people, praise God. And so I got in there with a zeal, boy, I thought, glory be to God, I can do something for Jesus. Amen. Amen. But if we ain't careful, the old flesh will say, well, you can, somebody else could do that. Amen. And we'll run away from God, but praise God, God began to deal with us. Amen. And it wasn't too long after that that God already began to speak in our hearts about carrying the gospel. Amen. You know what the first message I preached? They asked me to teach, Brother Donald asked me to pray, to teach one Wednesday. He was working a lot of nights with Southern Concrete material. Amen. Doing, he's pouring bridges and things. He said, can you take the Wednesday night, teach, just get something to teach on Wednesday night. I'd been a running and a fighting and a wrestling with it for over 3 years. I was trying to get away from the calling of God. He wanted to, God speaking to my heart, so I want you to do more. I want you to do more. I need you to do more. So I said, yeah, I can. I'll try to get something together. So I got the study. I thought, well, I'll get a little Sunday school lesson, you know, for him. I'll give him a little something. And but you know where he brought me to? Jonah. Amen. He brought me to Jonah, praise God. And I got up at night, first message I preached was on Jonah, how he ran from the presence of the Lord. And I got done, I realized on the way home, praise God, I was preaching to myself. Amen. Praise God. And after that, just a little while later, I began to pray and ask God to help me. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. He said, yeah, but I can. I said, well, God, I'm yours. Amen. Praise God. I took that step of faith, but I'd been following in a path of disobedience. I knew the way God wanted me. God knew God wanted me to do something for Him. Amen. He didn't save us, praise God. He didn't save us just to have us to exist here. He saved us, amen, to lift up His name here, that He might get all the glory. So we see Jonah, that he deliberately went away against the will of God, went in the other direction from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Listen, don't ever run from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And then we see conviction, because when you do, conviction will set in. The next step in that, when we deliberately leave from the presence of the Lord, conviction comes along. Amen. That's how you know you're saved. Amen. If you've been born again, praise God, conviction will come along and touch your heart. Your soul begins to realize the horrors of hell. They begin to realize how far this flesh can take you and where it can leave you. This old flesh will deposit you somewhere. Amen. In verse 5, he said, "In the waters compass me about, even to the soul." Watch this. And the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. He said, "Let's pray, God." He said, "I deserted the Lord. I went in another direction." And he said, "I was going down." I'll tell you, we get away from Lord, we get away from the presence of God, you'll spiral down in a hurry. It won't take long for the old devil to drag you out of the path. It won't take long for the devil to discourage you, and you begin to sink into darkness. You begin to sink in despair. He said, the weeds was going about my head, speaking of his mind, praise God. But I want to say glory because it didn't even go to his head, but it went to his heart. Amen. When that despair comes, conviction speaks to our heart. It shows us where we ought to be, where we need to be for the glory of God. Amen. I'm talking about a path to the soul, a path of the soul, praise God. Disobedience to God, it's a straight path to a world of despair. Amen. Despair, when we desert God, we end up, next thing you know, you're in a place of despair. And the only way you can get back, praise God, is fall on your face, say, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. For being disobedient, praise God. Conviction, praise God, come to your heart. Amen. Not only is disobedience conviction, but then there's confession. Amen. Confession comes, praise the Lord. We realize why we're in such a mess. Because God let us go. He gave us some rope. Amen. And He gives us enough rope to get out there and get in the mess. Praise God. But I don't want the rope. I want His hand. Amen. Amen. We need to let go of that rope, praise God. We wanted God to give us a rope, and He wanted to just keep Him letting us get a little further, amen, playing at the end of the rope. Praise God, I want to get a hold of my Savior's hand, and I want Him to walk with me and talk with me and lead me and guide me all the days of my life that I might not sin against Him. Amen. Amen. I don't want to get caught in disobedience, praise God. I want conviction to touch my heart and realize I don't have to go to the depths of despair. Amen. God don't want you to go to the depths of despair. He wants you to have help, praise God, and that help is in the Lord. He said, for thou hast, he realized how he got where he was. He said, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves compassed over me. He said, Lord, this was all you. Amen. Verse 4, he said, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. He said, Lord, can you even see me where I'm at? Well, that's where conviction comes in. It says, oh, God, I've got out of the sight of God. I've got out of the presence of God. Oh, God, can you see me where I am? Amen. We begin to wonder, praise God, about God, if He's able to even know where we're at. He said, yet I looked again toward thy holy temple. Amen. He said, I was in disobedience. Conviction come. He said, but I began to confess, praise God, that I was in despair because God allowed me to be in despair. But praise God, I began to look that I might see Him, and I acknowledged Him. Amen. The state of the heart. The state to be saved is when we acknowledge, praise God, that God is God that punishes sinners. Amen. God punishes sinners. Amen. Why? Because He's our Heavenly Father. If He didn't punish sinners, praise God, He wouldn't be a Heavenly Father. You say, well, He don't punish us if we're saved. And we do if we sin. Amen. We got to give account when we willfully do things against God. We say, well, preacher, we don't do that because we're saved. We do that. We do things that we know is wrong. We know things that we know better. Praise God. That's why we need to ask God for forgiveness. Amen. We need to ask God to help us to not sin against Him. Confess our sins, praise God. Hope for that the brother was singing, hope for mercy. Amen. Praise God. Mercy to forgive. God has that, you know. Mercy to forgive old sinners. So we come in disobedience. We come under conviction. We come to a place of confession. We begin to cry out, amen, to a holy God, realizing, praise God. This He said, when my soul, verse 7, when my soul fainted within me, I mean, when my soul was going down, when I was discouraged, when I didn't think there was any more hope, praise God, I began to look up and I saw God in His holy temple. And I realized, praise God, that the devil was dragging me down, but God was still God. Amen. Praise God, I got enough courage. I got enough encouragement, praise God, to look up and lift up my head and realize that there's a God of glory that loved me, praise God, and He still saw me in my misery. Amen. You know, that's the hope we have for our children today. Amen. Those children are out of the way. Those children are by the wayside. Praise God. We got to realize there's a God of glory who loves every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world. Praise God. And He's still got His eye on them.
Amen.
Amen. That ought to encourage us, praise God, to fall on our face and pray without ceasing. Oh, God, You see them where they're at, God. And we need You to save them and to help them and to bring them up that You can bring them out.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I want God to bring all of our children, all of our grandchildren, praise God. They want to bring them up, praise God. Help them to realize that there's a God of glory so He can bring them out of this whole world. Deliver them safe in Himself. Pray one day in a little while we'll be in heaven together.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that till He comes, praise the Lord. So he began to confess that God Almighty allowed him to go to where he was. And he came with a penitent heart. Amen. When we begin to confess, come with a penitent heart. I'm talking about a deep sorrow for sin. I'm talking about a grief of heart. Amen. When we realize that we've broken the heart of God by going in a different direction. He said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Amen. He come to a place of remembrance of how good God is. He remembered, amen, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for him on the cross of Calvary that he might be free and pardoned from his sins. Amen. I'm talking about a path of the soul. When he realized, praise God, that he was a God, he began to confess that God alone, amen, could bring him out from where he was and deliver him safe. And he remembered the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. When our heart melts within us, that's what happened to Jonah. His heart melted in us, praise God, and he got to looking for deliverance, praise God, from the bitterness that he was in, from the bitter state of his soul. I want to say sinfulness, praise God, is a bitterness to the soul. Amen. You know why there's so much bitterness and backbiting in the world today? Because it's bitterness of soul. Bitterness in the inward man. And it comes out in so many different ways. But praise God, when we come with a penitent heart, we begin to cry out to God. Amen. He begins to deliver. What does He deliver? He delivers our lives from the portals, praise God, of this bitterness, this portals of doom. And He brings us to a place of rejoicing and joy and hope and peace and all those things that go together when we get all things in Christ. Amen. Brings us to a newness of life, to a new aspect of our life. So how do you get there? You get there when he got there when he began to pray. The next aspect of his life, the next step was prayer. He began to pray to God. Amen. In all this, he began to pray. In verse 1 of chapter 2, he said, "And then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, the Lord his God, out of the fish's belly." Verse 2 said, "And I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell, and cried I, and thou heardest me." Why, how do we get hold? How do we get it back to God? How do we get back on the right path? We begin to pray. We begin to cry out to God. Amen. He's a listening for it. And we begin to cry out and He hears us. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. He hears us and He delivers us. Praise God. Out of the belly of hell. Amen. He said, I went down as far as I could go. But praise God, I cried. I prayed. I agonized with God. I realized I had a help. And said, He delivered me, praise the Lord. And he remembered God. His prayer, the Bible said His prayer came in. Listen, He said, "And my prayer came in unto thee." Amen. Just right in time. Praise God. He cried unto God and His prayer came in. Amen. Glory be to God. He got things under the blood. Amen. He began to plead the blood of Jesus. Praise God. He began to plead His salvation. He began to plead, praise God, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who died for His sins and shed His blood on Calvary. And he began to get that help that he needed. Praise God. And his prayer came into heaven. It came into the portals of glory. And God heard him. Amen. God began to bless him. God began to pray, to touch him. Amen. He came in truth, a godly sorrow. Amen. A true godly sorrow. Amen. And it helps us that the word will gush out of us and it gushes to God. And he takes that word, praise God. He takes that acknowledgement of who he is and where he is and what he is, praise God. And he blesses us in so many ways. Praise God. In that next step, praise God, we pray and we seek His face. Amen. Like old preacher said one time, Brother Roderick said, we pray while the sun's shining. Amen. It took me a while. He said, we pray while the sun's shining. Amen. He said, then we don't have to try to pray through the darkness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I got a hold of that one. I thought, glory be to God, what a way to think about it. We pray while the sun's shining, praise God, and we don't have to worry about the darkness. Amen. The light will shine in the dark. Amen. Praise God. When we begin to pray, the path of the soul, praise God, lead to prayer. And when we begin to pray, the Bible says it leads to deliverance. Verse 10 said, and Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Amen. Every soul, every born again, amen, everyone that's been resurrected from the dead, praise God. I want to say if you're lost this morning, amen, you're dead in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're dead already. But praise God, those that's been resurrected from the dead, amen, you become a living creature in Christ Jesus. Ain't you glad today for life-giving flow, praise God, that flowed from Mount Calvary unto me and you? Amen. That we could be resurrected from the deadness of this old life that we live in the newness of life everlasting. Praise God. Amen. That resurrection from the dead. Passing from death unto life. Amen. On that Wednesday night, 1976, praise God, I was dead in my trespasses and sins. But praise God, Jesus came along and He saved my soul and He gave me life. Amen. I'm talking about life that's eternal. Amen. I will say this, but someone can know that they're saved. Did you know you can know that you're saved? Amen. You can know that you're saved. Did Jonah know that he was saved? Huh? Jesus said he was a prophet. He's a man of God. Amen. He was backslid. He went away from God. He went right for the presence of God, but he was saved. How do you know? Because he said so. Verse 9, he said, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. He said, I will pay that I vowed. He says, salvation is of the Lord. Amen. He said, salvation. He said, glory be to God. He said, I know who my Savior is. From the belly of darkness, from the belly of despair, praise God. He lifted up his eyes and he saw God and he began to magnify his name.
Amen.
Amen. He said, salvation is of the Lord. He said, God has made a way, praise God. Salvation is of the Lord. See, when he took off, now listen, when he took off, the Bible said he went to, he paid the fare and he headed for Tarshish. Brother X, he paid the fare. It cost him a lot to go away from God. Hello? Listen, young, it'll cost you a whole lot to go away from God. You'll have to pay the fare. You'll have to pay the price of going away from God. It'll cost you more than you have. Yeah, what do you mean, Pastor? How could it be more than you have? Because it'll take even the desires for the future. It'll take them away from you to go away from God because you have to pay the fare. But I want to say something in deliverance. God says that when we turn and we repent and we cry out to God, that God takes care of the fire to get us back. See, God prepared a great fish. Jesus says, well, Jonah paid the fire to get on that boat to praise God to go away from the presence of God. But when God got a hold of Jonah, and Jonah got a hold of God, and he prayed and said, oh, God, forgive me, a sinner, I'm sorry. He said, I know who my Redeemer is. I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. The Lord of my salvation. Praise God. The next thing you know, the Bible says God paid the fare. John, glory be to God, vomited him up, praise God, on the shore where he's supposed to be. Amen. Glory be. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, glory be to God. God paid the fare to get you back. God pays the fare, amen, to bring you unto himself. It says, paid in full. Amen. Don't cost you a thing to fall on yourself and face and say, oh, God, forgive me. I messed up. Amen. That path, that's one more step of the soul, praise God. Amen. The passage is free. But then they said he had to pay it to go, but he got it free when he come back. And when he realized all this, he said the next step for the soul, next step for our soul is to just offer up thanksgiving. Amen. Just to get the praise in God for His goodness, for all that He's already done and what He's got to do yet. What He's going to do yet in mine and your life. He's going to bless us and help us and keep us, praise God. And amen. He was delivered from the belly of death. If we were delivered from the same belly of death into the blessed hand of the good God of glory. Amen. So we ought to be lifting up thanksgiving from our heart for all that He's done for us. Praising Him for all He does. He said, I will, verse 9, he said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Amen. I will pay that I have vowed. The glory be to God. He said, amen. He had done made plans of God for his boy. He said, if I can get out of this mess, I'm going to praise you for the rest of my days. I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to live a life that's pleasing to my Savior. Yes. Amen. Glory be to God. We ought to settle. We're going to offer up an offering of thanksgiving. Praise God. We're just going to rejoice, brother Bud. Thank God for our salvation.
Amen.
Where He brought us from. He began to lift up His voice. I mean, if we could begin to lift up our voice, salvation. In other words, what He said is we could begin to enjoy our salvation. Hello? Look at me a minute. We need to begin to enjoy our salvation. We need to begin to rejoice that God, that Lord Jesus died for us and He was saved us by His marvelous grace. We need to rejoice in that. We need to enjoy that. I mean, you know what happened if we begin to... Brother David, you know what happened if we begin to enjoy our salvation down at the house of God? Well, begin with, it's going to have to start over at our house. Amen. We start enjoying our salvation over at our house. Then we'll bring it to God's house and we'll begin to enjoy our salvation here and we'll come to worship God here. We come to worship God here. Amen. You know what happened? Brother X, we wouldn't need so much music and instruments.
No.
Amen. Now there's nothing wrong with it. I love them. But praise God, if we begin to really enjoy our salvation, praise God, we'd put the singers to shame. Amen. We'd begin to lift up the name of Jesus. We'd begin to pray, praise God. We'd begin to offer up a testimony and a praise. Glory be to God. And they wouldn't have much time for singing. We'd be saving that for on the other side, praise God. Oh, we'd be praising the Lord when we begin, if we begin to enjoy our salvation. I can imagine old Jonah's in the belly of the whale. I believe there's some of us probably that's in the belly of that whale. Those weeds have got it, they've wrapped around their head, and old devil's got us thinking that there's no way out, there's no release. But I want to say glory be to God when Jesus goes from our head to our heart and we realize that He is, praise God, He can deliver us. Yes, and Jonah said, glory be to God, Lord, if you can get me out of this mess. He said, I'm going to praise you. I believe when that old whale vomited him out on that dry land, amen. Glory, can you get a hold of that? Now, how did a big old, I mean, people say, well, it wasn't a whale because a whale can't really swallow, man. I beg your pardon, in 1847, when it was, they was a sailor that got swallowed by a sperm whale, amen. The captain was able to harpoon it to kill the whale. They got him out 7-8 hours later. He said it was unbearable hot. He was unconscious. It was unbearable hot. He said it remembered it being unbearable hot. Amen. But he was able to breathe. And they got him out. They said his skin was bleached white from the acid of the whale's belly. Amen. But he lived to tell his story. You say, well, I don't know if I believe the story of the whale. He said it was the Bible said it was a great fish. Jesus said it was a whale. Amen. A lot of people said, well, that they interpret that. That just means a monster. No, I believe it means a whale. Amen. Jesus said a whale. I believe it's a whale. Amen. But it amazes my mind. I'm like a little kid. I reason these things out too much, I guess. But I can see this great whale as he swam up toward shore. Amen. And he's like, okay, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this. If I'm going to get this prophet out on dry land, you're going to have to make me a canal or something, because I'm too big for this low water. Amen. But God, I believe He elevated that whale. Amen. I used to have a little old flat bottom boat, brother, be a little 12-foot John boat. Praise God, I could take that thing, had a little telescopic trolling motor, and I could run up in water 6-8 inches deep. Boy, I'd get in them little coves over logs and stuff down there, pray God, and I could fish and snatch out them trout and stuff out of them little old creeks where they come in, and them big bass boats sit back there and watch me. I believe, glory be to God, God brought that old whale up there, praise God, and He cruised him across the top of that water, got him over there next to dry land. He go, poof! Amen, spit him out right there on dry land. Jonah looked around and said, glory be to God. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, in the presence of God. Amen. I believe old Jonah may have been bleached out, skin white, him hair white, everything about him white from the juices in the whale. But he said, well, preacher, this is just all spiritual. This is spiritual stuff. He didn't really swallow. He was swallowed by a whale because Jesus said so. Amen. And he went into Nineveh. He said, glory be to God. He said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for delivering me out of the belly of hell. I've been as far away from you as I could go. But praise God, you brought me back. Yeah. Paid the fare and put me on dry land. A good place with you. Well, he went out there shouting and praising. I believe he got the attention of Nineveh before he ever got to town. Amen, Brother Don. I believe he got the shouting and the praising and rejoicing in the Lord. He had joy in his salvation. Thanksgiving for his salvation. He was rejoicing, praise God, into the presence of the Lord. And he come into town, praise God, shouting and rejoicing. And they said, man, you've got to come hear this old kooky prophet. He's a weird-looking fellow, but praise God, he's a preaching and a shouting and a praising God. Amen. And he went into the town. I'm done. He went into the town. Guess whose attention he got? The Bible said he got the king's attention. Amen. He got the king's attention. The king said, well, what's he saying? He said, there's going to be a mighty arm of God come down upon us in just a few days. And the king said, oh my. He said, we got to do something about that. He said, repent. Everybody, sackcloth and ashes, nobody eating, fasting. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because old man of God lifted up his eyes in his torment and his gloom. And he said, "Oh God, forgive me a sinner. I've run away from the presence of God. Lord, put me back where I need to be for your glory." Amen. Put me back. He began to think about God. He began to lift up God. The same way anybody that's saved today. Amen. When we start to drift away from God, we have to run back to Him and say, "Lord God, here I am." Amen. Praise God. And we begin to rejoice, have joy in our salvation. Amen. I don't know about you. You may have the old pooch mouth and pout around all the days of your life. Praise God, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to rejoice and have me a good time in my Lord as He begins to bless me and help me through this walk of life, through these steps I take. My steps is not always positive. They're not always sure. But praise God, my steps, praise God, are going to be ordered. But He said a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And I'm going to do my best, praise God, to put my feet where Jesus wants me to plant them. Amen. And I'm going to go on for Jesus. Amen. The steps of a soul, praise God. The path of a soul, praise God. It don't want to start in disobedience. Praise God. It needs to start in confessing our sins and praising God. Amen. That we can come to a place of deliverance and thanksgiving and giving God praise and glory and honor for what He's doing in our lives. Amen.